working. All in your favor. Hallelujah. It's working. It's working. It's working. Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
That I may grow thereby. See, they call it malnutrition when you live in life without what you need. And you'd be amazed how many people are living life malnutrition. Living life, I'm getting beat upside my head and don't know why. You ain't been drinking your milk. But if you mess around and start drinking the milk, you're going to go through life just like the other person, but you're going through strong. Because you're feeding on the milk of the word. Spiritual development. I have to have a sincere desire for the word as if it were milk. Sincere. So let's make it practical. Y'all know how it go. It's a new year. Let's start reading our Bible every night. Let's try to read it through. Amen. I heard Mike Murdoch say, and I want to make sure I'm quoting him right, that if you read 10 chapters, I believe it is, of the New Testament, you can read the whole New Testament through in 30 days. Now, I haven't been able to accomplish that yet, amen, but I make sure to read at least some every day. Tell your neighbor, every day. I have a small Bible in both bathrooms. So when I'm sitting down enjoying myself, I can open up the word and get me some. Amen. How many of y'all in here use the bathroom? You ain't got to raise your hand. That's everybody. Good time to read the word. How many of y'all go to bed at night? I ain't got to look around. Everybody. Good time to read the word. Amen. So you got at least two set times. Restroom and bedtime, that you can open up the book and begin to eat for development. Spiritual development starts first with a sincere desire for the word. God increase our time in the word. Psalms 91 and 1, amen. I'm not going to try to finish all this, amen. Psalms 91 and 1, just know that next week we'll preach on the rest of it, amen. Praise the Lord. Psalms 91 and 1. Know that we need to have a vision for our spiritual development, our physical development, our relational development, and our financial development. Let me just touch on relations just for a moment. We cannot be afraid to grow relationally. You'd be amazed how many people are afraid to grow and stretch in that area. especially once we become adults. Because in our mind, well, if I don't want to be bothered with you, I'm grown. I got a house. I ain't got to be bothered. It's quiet in this church on 727 North Texas Street. But the truth of the matter is, in order for you to grow in an area, it's going to take some pain. It's going to take some iron sharpening iron. It's going to take being around. Amen, somebody. Because all that's going to happen is you're going to come out better. Amen. Relational development. Well, they don't like me, or they don't this, or they don't. Well, that's all right. You go in and you provide the love. You provide the joy. Maybe there's some people on your job. I just ain't going to mess with Christine or Tom. I just, no. Unless the Lord told you not to, you need to go around Tom, amen, thinking about Tom first. Missed there. Or go around Christine thinking about Chris. A lot of times we don't understand Christianity is not about us. It's about Christ in serving the other person. So what we have to say is, Lord, stretch us even relationally. We're going to hit that later. So, spiritual development was number one, spending time in God's word. Psalms 91 and 1, I may close here. And most of us know these. It is my desire, Sister Stacy, to see everybody in this church operating at 100. What do you mean 100? In other words, not perfection, but your attitude says, as they say in the military, I'm locked, cocked, and loaded. Bad illustration, but it makes sense. In other words, I'm ready. You're not going to be ready if you don't have the number one, the spiritual development down. This is not the year for Satan to be whooping up on you like he did last year. In order for that not to be the case, you're going to have to do something differently. I don't know who the author of the definition is, but somebody said insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, expecting different. How are you going to get different results if you're doing the same thing? Tell your neighbor, stretch. Tell your neighbor, grow. If you stretch and if you grow, life will change in a positive direction. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord, help me to be diligent and vigilant. Diligence means I'm going to be consistent and keep on going. Vigilant means I'm going to have a positive attitude about what I'm doing. See, hard work does produce results. The Bible says that the hand of the diligent shall be made prosperous. Talking about work ethic. A lot of times we think about work, about going to a job, punching the clock. No, everything in our life takes some work. But the rewards are always a blessing. Psalm 91. And we just going to read verse 1. If you're writing, put increase my time in God's presence. Number one, increase my time in God's word. That's the aspect of spiritual development. Number two, increase my time in God's presence. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I read Matthew Henry's commentary, I believe it was. Just made it real plain and real simple. And normally I read commentaries to see if I'm in agreement or if they're in agreement with the revelation I already have. And he made it real simple. Okay, when we stay in God's presence, there is protection, there is peace of mind. Made it real plain. There is protection and peace of mind. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I feel like I'm losing a grasp on reality. I don't know. No. You just need to be in the Creator's presence. I don't know what to do. You need to go to the source of all knowledge and spend time with Him. How do you do that, Pastor? Real simple. So I start off, Lord, I worship You. Lord, I bless You. Lord, I give You praise. Father, speak to me with my Bible open. Speak to me. Show me. As you do it for a while, He'll show you real quick. In the beginning stages, sometimes you might have to go off, do something else. He'll show you through people. He'll show you situations. Or He'll have you come back when your mind has got off it, and He'll show it to you in the Word. But there's never going to be a time that God won't show you and empower you in what to do. Never be a time. There'll be a time. But we have to grow up. We have to mature. We have to know, number one, that this works. Then we have to work it. How many old car manufacturers don't put out cars to fail? They're not going to be the number one manufacturer if they do that. Toyota is not putting out cameras to make sure that they stop on the road at 10,000 miles. They're not doing that. If a man thought like that, how much more do you think God created any of us to fail at anything? The answer is no. He created us, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, blessed. He wanted us to do well. And if that is the case, when we're not doing well, we need to go back to the manufacturer and say, God, what's going on? Show me. I'm listening. Because normally we already know we got off track somewhere. We might not want to admit it, but we know we got off track somewhere. Amen. Because God wants us blessed. Turn them off. Ted Davis said, dwell. There's a difference between visiting and dwelling. Is anybody here? There's a difference between me visiting your household and living there. See, we got to stop visiting God. All right. If you live in a house, you learn the rules. You smell like the scent of the house. Some blind people, they can't see, but they can navigate through the house. Now, we know their senses are more heightened now that they're blind, but still, they've been there so long. See, we ought to get to a place where we know God. Why? Because we're not visiting Him. We're dwelling in His presence. That's an everyday meeting. Don't you know Jesus was perfect and He still went off to pray? He would go early in the morning to pray. Jesus. Because He understood the principle in Psalm 91. If I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, His shadow is going to be right there with me. And this is a surface revelation. But all I need is His shadow.